A federal judge ordered the detention centers to secure state licenses in order to continue detaining children, many of whom have emigrated from Central America. But the deadline to be in compliance with that rule has already passed. Advocates say the way Texas is now going about securing licenses isn't fair. In September, the state issued an emergency rule creating a new type of license. Advocates say it lowered childcare standards and was passed without allowing for public comment. Austin-based grassroots leadership sued the state over the rule, and last week a district court ruled in their favor, at least for now. Christina Parker with grassroots leadership says the fate of the facilities is unclear.
In a way, we're waiting to see what the federal government will do. They've announced their intent to appeal, and I think this trying to get a child care license slapped on these facilities in this sort of like runaround way just speaks to the fact that they're trying every trick in the book to keep them open.
A Travis County District Court is set to hear the licensing case on November 12th. Ultimately, a federal judge will decide whether the centers can continue detaining children. Virginia Alvino, Texas Public Radio News.